DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi says a referendum on the country's new draft constitution will be held on Saturday, December 15. The announcement comes amid widespread protests over expanded powers Morsi gave himself last week, which put his decisions beyond judicial challenge. Morsi has said this is a temporary measure to speed up Egypt's democratic transition until the new constitution is in place. He announced the referendum on Saturday at a ceremony where he received a copy of the charter from the head of the Islamist-dominated Constituent Assembly, which had hurriedly approved it the day before. DW correspondent Karim El-Ghahari says reaction to the referendum is strongly divided.
Well, basically, one side is celebrating that this thing was pushed through so fast, and the other side is, of course, in shock. I think the basic message of the Muslim Brotherhood now to the other side is, well, if you're against us, beat us at the ballot box.
Human rights groups aren't happy at the draft constitution, particularly relating to sections on women's rights and freedom of speech, but at least 200,000 Islamists demonstrated in Cairo on Saturday in support of Morsi. Police and media in Japan say a road tunnel has collapsed on a highway west of Tokyo. At least five people are believed to be trapped after a 100-metre section of the Sasago Tunnel collapsed about 80 kilometres outside of the capital. The Japanese broadcaster NHK says there have been a number of injuries and rescues, but so far there have been no deaths reported. Mexico's new president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has been sworn in as the country's new president, and on Saturday he vowed to end years of violence and sluggish economic growth. The event was marred by supporters of Nieto's main rival, who gathered outside Congress, accusing him of electoral fraud. They were broken up by police firing tear gas. Nieto's inauguration brings the Industrial Revolutionary Party back to power after a 12-year hiatus. It had ruled for more than 70 years until the year 2000. Nieto promises his term will bring back old values.
Values like independence, freedom and justice have a place in the 21st century, and they will guide my administration.
Nieto has presented a 13-point plan targeting growth, poverty and hunger, while also bringing peace to a nation that has seen more than 60,000 people killed in a brutal drug war over the past 6 years. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Slovenians head to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president, with the former Prime Minister Borut Pahor expected to defeat the incumbent Danilo Turk. The first round of voting in early November was closer than a more recent poll, which gives Pahor a much wider lead. The vote for the largely ceremonial presidential role comes 2 days after violent protests in the capital Ljubljana against austerity measures. Slovenia's export-driven economy has been badly hit by the global economic downturn since it joined the Eurozone in 2007. The German Development Minister Dirk Niebel is making a rare visit to Zimbabwe, making him the first cabinet minister of Germany in 15 years to do so. Niebel says he's there to encourage what he's called democratic forces in Zimbabwe and will also meet with members of the country's civil society ahead of planned elections next year. However, he won't be meeting the country's authoritarian president, Robert Mugabe, saying such a meeting could be exploited. After cancelling all development projects with Zimbabwe in 2002, Germany resumed its support of humanitarian projects there in 2009, donating more than 100 million euros in aid. And a new film from the Austrian director Michael Haneke has received 4 European Film Awards at a ceremony in Malta on Saturday evening. The drama Amour looks at the effects of dementia on an ageing married couple and received Best Film, with Haneke named Best Director. 2 German films, Barbara and Die Vermissten, lost out in their nominated categories. British actress Helen Mirren and Italian director Bernardo Bertolucci were honoured for their contributions to cinema. This has been Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.